Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Knowing Christ as Savior. Paul's statement regarding the knowledge of the truth in 1 Timothy 2:4 springs out of his statement in 1 Timothy 1:15 that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We read there, 1 Timothy 1:15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And then, 1 Timothy 2:4 through 6, speaking of God, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. In the immediate context, the knowledge of the truth is linked with the fact that Christ is the one mediator between God and men who gave himself as a ransom for all. Christ alone is the bridge to God. There's only one mediator. Jesus alone is the way to God. He himself is the payment for sin. He himself is the propitiation, the satisfactory payment for our sins. Jesus' life as the God-man was so valuable that God counted his sacrifice as a worthy payment for the sins of the entire world. The heart of the gospel is that Christ died for our sins, 1 Corinthians 15:3. As our representative, he died a substitutionary death on our behalf. No one else was with Jesus on the cross. He alone made payment for sin. To add anything to Christ's finished work is to nullify the gospel of grace. When we say we are saved by grace, we are saying that we are saved by Christ's cross work alone. Grace means favor. We don't earn salvation or work for it. It's a gift, a favor, purchased by Jesus on the cross. The gospel, good news, is not what we do, but rather what Jesus did for us. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. This is essential knowledge of the truth. True faith trusts in Jesus' finished work alone on the cross for salvation. John's gospel, which is called the gospel of belief, has two major intersecting emphases. It emphasizes Christ as Lord, and it also emphasizes Christ as Savior. This is an indissoluble unit. Christ is both Lord and Savior. The full gospel includes the truth of the cross, Savior, and resurrection, Lord. In John 1:29, John the Baptist introduced Jesus as, quote, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. As we come to the end of the book, we find John's accounting of the crucifixion. And there in John 19:30, we find that Jesus on the cross said, it is finished, and then bowed his head in death. It is finished translates a single Greek word, the word tetelestai. This word meant paid in full. As Christ died for our sins, his last word, as recorded by John, is paid in full. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record that at this very time, the veil in front of the Holy of Holies was torn in two from top to bottom, indicating that now access was available to God on the basis of Christ's finished work. The Father's approval of this finished work is further seen in the resurrection of Jesus. Paul's consistent testimony is that Christ became sin for us so that we might have the righteousness of God in him. The New Testament writers are in absolute uniform agreement on this. The writer of Hebrews says of Christ, for by one offering he has perfected forever. Christ has perfected the believer forever. It is a finished work done by Christ alone. The book of Hebrews is concerned that some in the audience may have stopped short of a true saving faith. The temple was still standing and some were at a crossroads. The good news of Christ's finished work had been presented to them, and yet they were considering going back to the Old Testament ritual and sacrifice for forgiveness. The writer clearly affirms that a saving faith embraces Christ alone and does not turn back. Paul counted all things lost so that he might gain Christ, Philippians 3:7-9. A saving faith celebrates Christ's finished work and has no confidence in the flesh, Philippians 3:3. No one arriving in heaven will say to Jesus, "We did it." The testimony of Scripture is that the multitudes in heaven are saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain," Revelation 5:12. The true gospel is a gospel of grace that gives all glory to Jesus for his finished work on the cross. Anything else is another gospel, and those holding to it are accursed, Galatians 1:8 and 9. A drop of works in an ocean of grace pollutes the entire ocean. We are saved entirely by Christ's cross work. To say we are saved by grace is to say we are saved by the cross of Christ alone. The only thing we do is receive the truth of it by faith alone. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.